the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Been around forever. And the reason it doesn't go away is because they average on a regular Thanksgiving, a regular year, about 12,000 calls.
It's a lot more than you would think.
Well, you don't just send your customer service representatives out there willy-nilly style. No, you've got to prep them. You got to run through the gauntlet first. You know, what kind of tripwires in the turkey world are they going to run into? Ladies and gentlemen, that is our Tuesday morning top 10 of the day. It is the top 10 questions they anticipate and probably will get this year of 2020. They're at the Butterball Turkey Hotline. The top 10 questions they expect to see this year at the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Here we go, number 10.
Number 10.
Hey, so if I take my phone and I put it in the turkey, can you tell me if it's done then?
Using it as a thermometer.
They want those people to try that.
Number 9.
Somebody will try that. COVIDiots will be full on Monday.
Number 9.
Hey, y'all don't by chance offer same-day shipping on replacement turkeys, do you? And that's actually more of a valid question I need to know. Drop it off curbside. Amazon guy.
Number 8
thing they expect to hear on the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Yes, my turkey just coughed. Should I give it a rapid test, or what do you suggest?
Number 7.
Ooh. So given the current market, am I better off buying or renting a turkey for Thanksgiving? Because, you know...
Number 6.
Number 6 question Butterball gets. In your opinion, is a safe way to thaw my turkey... is it to throw it in a bucket of water and just see if it floats?
Well, there we go, right there.
And I say yes. I say yes.
Next year, we're putting a turkey in the bucket.
Wow. We got something to look forward to in 367 days. We got it here.
Right.
There we are. That was quick math. What number are we at, speaking of math?
Number 5.
Thank you, studio audience. Number 5 question they expect to see on the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Yes, do you have a recipe, perhaps? I started using the one from noted Philadelphia mobster Tommy Two Turkeys, and it's not going very, very well.
Number 4.
Tommy, he's still on the lamb.
Number 4.
Not to be confused with Joey the Lamb, which is...
Number 4.
Never mind, enough with the Philly mob. Yeah, that's who to get angry, KB.
Number 4
thing Butterball Turkeys are going to hear. So when are the 2021 models coming out?
Number 3.
Is it possible? Can I buy an extended warranty for my turkey? That's not a bad upsell right there.
Number 2.
So is it okay? Can I still have a large gathering at my house if I baste my turkey in Purell? Is that fine? No.
Number 1.
And then not finally, number 1. Question that they'll most likely get this year over the next 48 hours at the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Number 1.
Yeah, okay, I give up. Will you just please transfer me over to the gravy department? There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Cook safely and smartly.
The most real country for your morning. Waking up with KB and Marlene.
Turn it up.
Hank FM.